Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, y'all? Paflin here, and this is episode 632. It's always weird when I do the intros differently. It's kind of, I hesitate a little bit. But thank you again for being here. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have an awesome question today from Philip, but before we get to Philip's question, I do want to recommend that for those of you who are interested in affiliate marketing, which is what this question is related to, that you head on over to affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com. Again, that's affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com. There you can get a free guide that I wrote that'll help you understand this whole world of affiliate marketing and some tips for you to actually make money from it. So go to affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com. Again, all I need is your email address, and in exchange, you will get not only Affiliate Marketing the Smart Way, a PDF file, but a ton of great emails that are going to be relevant to you too. So again, check that out, affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com, all one word. All right, now here's today's question from Philip. Here we go.
Hey, Pat. First, I want to thank you for sharing all of your experiences and knowledge with all of your followers. I've really learned a lot from your website and your podcast. I want to ask this question about affiliate marketing, though. Do you suggest that we use the content provider's sales page, or do we create our own so we can keep our branding? And should we use the swipe files, or should we make it more personal and personalized based on our character and based on the personality of our own audience? What do you think about that?
Hey, Philip, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate this. Typically, when it comes to affiliate marketing, I mean, there's two ways to go about it. You just mentioned what they both were in terms of sales pages. So you could have a link from the company who you are an affiliate for, and that link, when people click on it, they go to their sales page, that company, that product sales page. And the pro to that is, well, it's really easy because you just send them through that link and then they take care of the rest. But the con, or the thing that's working against you, is, well, at that point, the rest is not up to you. So you are relying on this partner that you have to actually then take your lead and walk them through the funnel and actually make a sale. And in many cases, they'll do a great job. And a lot of companies actually focus quite a bit on what happens when anybody clicks over to their page, and they focus on optimizing those funnels and getting people to become a customer. In that case, you know, it could be positive for you to actually do that. But in many cases, it is also a good idea to have some stuff on your own site. Now, I will say that no matter what, no matter which one you choose, you should always always do more than just share the link. You want to make sure that you sort of prime this person, get them comfortable with what it is that you're sharing, what it is that you're recommending, so that no matter where they go, whether it's on your own page and they click through and purchase through you, and then you just go to that particular partner and tell them who purchased, or you have some sort of automated feature for that, which is possible, but also a lot more complicated and less common. Or they go to that person or that company's sales page and they take it from there, and you get tracked. If those sales get tracked back to you, if you work on them before on your own site, when you can, on your podcast, on your blog, through videos, some of my most popular affiliate products that I promote, I've created videos for to show people what they're going to get before they get there, to walk people through the purchasing process on that sales page that they're going to end up on. That converts really, really well, because when people see what they're going to do, they're more comfortable when it happens. When they see what they're going to buy, they're going to be more comfortable buying it. So you can utilize those strategies, and that will help you with your conversion rate no matter what. Plus, that allows you to actually sort of, even before they get to the quote sales page, you're already selling them on it. And so their experience through your site, when you first recommend it, from that point forward, it is a sales experience, and that's what you're giving them there. So like I said earlier, it's a little bit more complicated to keep the entire sales process on your own brand. At some point, they're going to have to get over there, and that company's going to have some sort of record that purchase went through. And it's a lot easier to go through their sales page and their sales funnels and have them take care of that, all that. If there are any questions, you know, their reps are taking care of it, their FAQ, all that stuff. But if you can do it on your own, you have the technical know-how to do that, that's fine. I'm not going to get into exactly how to do that. Now, I will say that the one compromise or the in-between there is to have a landing page that when people click on your affiliate link that you, again, got from that partner or provider, you then bring them to a special landing page that is built on their page but has some elements from your brand on it. So it's a customized landing page. I have this. If you go to, for example, askpat.com/Bluehost, you're going to see my picture there. And that is not always possible with the affiliates. Even with me, a lot of the affiliates I work with, they don't have the capability or they just don't want to do that. I don't understand why, because it always converts better. But maybe they just don't have that in their, or just the capacity to do that at the time. But anyway, if you can get a customized landing page that somehow connects that person from your site and that click to that page, it continues that conversation. That's what it's all about. It's about continuing that conversation, making it feel like when they're on that new page and about to go down the funnel of selling buying that product, that they are kind of feeling like you're still there with them. So that's one way to do it. So if you can, reach out to your affiliates, especially those who are converting very well, and ask them, hey, can I have a special landing page? Not just going to your regular homepage, but can you create a special landing page just for me? Put my image on it, my brand, my logo. I can write a little message in my own style, my own voice for them. When they arrive there, they're going to be comfortable with it, and they're going to keep pushing forward into that sale. In terms of the swipe files, what that means is there's a lot of companies that when you are on board to sell their product as an affiliate, they're going to give you email copy. They're going to give you social media copy that you can then post and share. I would absolutely not use those 100%. The way they are verbatim. I would take them as inspiration so that you can then personalize it and make it your own. I never use swipe files because it's never in my voice. I always change them around or use them as just ideas so that I can write my own emails, so I can write my own sales copy, so I can write my own social media posts, because my audience knows my voice. And it's going to be very obvious to them if I'm just copy and pasting something else. So that's what I would recommend. And so, Philip, thank you so much for the question. I think this is going to be really helpful for a lot of people. If you enjoyed this episode or any other episode, actually, just use the hashtag and then the episode number, or Ask Pat and then the episode number, and let me know what you think. Use the hashtag AskPat632 if you like this episode, if you like this content, if you are digging Ask Pat, maybe if you're not digging Ask Pat, just interact with me on Twitter. I want to know that you're enjoying the show. Use the hashtag AskPat632, and I'll see you there on Twitter. Philip, thank you again for the question. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you would like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And again, I want to mention affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com. Go there. You can download your free ebook, all the best knowledge I know about affiliate marketing. That is in that one package for you. So go ahead and check it out, affiliatemarketingthesmartway.com. And as always, I want to thank you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Josh Burnoff. He says, "We're all learning here. The best listeners will end up the smartest." Cheers, and I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.